Actually, we are putting together on May 20th, 21st here
Okay.
in Anagans, New Brunswick. We're putting together the very first off-grid expo.
All right.
So this is an expo for people who are interested in living off-grid, or what is it all about? So we are having ourselves, or I always give house tours. So anybody who comes to my place and is curious, how does she cook? How does she do this stuff? I will show you exactly that our house, even if it's dirty, I don't care. See, that's the I don't give a damn attitude.
Yeah.
I'm living. This is it's lived in. You know,
Yeah.
it's not a model home.
Yeah.
So we're having this off-grid expo showing people how we live. We're also going to have camps, campers, trailers, these off-grid trailers from our company from Fredericton called RV World. They're bringing them, and we're going to put them right in the campsite with ATVs. And
Nice.
people would actually see, like, all right, this trailer fits perfectly. Oh, and look, I can have my ATV or side by side. Perfect. And we'll have a supplier of solar panels, and the person who we actually bought our solar panels and wind turbine is going to be there for
Good.
people who have questions about how can I put solar where I want.
Yeah.
And Kubota tractors are going to be here, because when you live off grid or you're homesteading, you need a tractor. And we
Yeah.
have a Kubota tractor that we love,
Yeah.
and Kubota's been wonderful to us. So we're having them and a food truck. We'll also have activities in our adventure park, and we have a brand new activity in our adventure park. It's called our indoor rock climbing caving log cabin. So
Okay.
you can actually cave. This is the very first in North America where you can actually cave behind the rock climbing walls
Wow.
inside.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
welcome to your new podcast, Optimum Ideation with the host and Bridges. Idea interviews. The best of human ideation. Everyone has a superpower. But times are hot. Many are in the darkness of their own mind, in need of a helping hand. Helping others to become whole.
Sponsoring brands,
third party people, NFT fashion, TGC fashion, Mark Point.
Enjoy the show with today's guest. Welcome, everybody, to Optimum Ideation Podcast. Our guest today is Salma Burney, and she runs a few different things. She does some virtual assistant work. And also, she has an off-grid campground called Off Grid Adventure. And so we're going to open up and just go straight into questions with what is your story, your resume, and how did you get to here?
Well, the story, and I guess how did I get from here? I'm going to work backwards,
Yeah.
because we moved here June 2020 from Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
We live in New Brunswick, Canada, but we didn't know we were going to move here till we were actually on our RV road trip, where we were in Texas at the time in December 2019, and we're going, do we want to go back to the grind back in Southern Ontario? You know, basically eat, sleep, rinse, and repeat. And we're
Yeah.
like, nah, we want to have a little more space. So we looked across Canada, and the best place was New Brunswick for the price that we wanted. So we bought 60 acres sight unseen, and we were like, okay, now we got this place. And we knew that when we got, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So we knew when we were moving there, we needed to bring everything with us, because at that time of the pandemic, you were quarantined for 2 weeks. Perfect. We're quarantined on 50 acres. No
Yeah.
problem. So we brought everything that we did. And as soon as we got here, we asked the hydro company to cut off the hydro. We're like, we're going off grid. We don't want the hydro company having any reason to come onto our property. So we cut off ties to the electric grid, and we set up our 9 solar panels and a 60-foot wind turbine that now powers my house. Wow. And it does a perfect job. We love storms because storms mean there's wind. And yeah, we love the sun because there's lots of sun. So we get the best of both worlds, having both the solar panels and a wind turbine.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty amazing. I like your story. You know, to get where you are now, what layers did you have to reveal to kind of get to where you're at now?
Well, when we moved here, we didn't think we would have a campground or anything of that sort. We just had the property. We're going to be fine. Then we met someone who had this idea of having an adventure inside a park, but they were more like a Peter Pan. They had the idea, but they didn't have the gumption to move it forward. So yeah, we thought, well, wait a minute, we got all this property. Why don't we do it here? And we'll call it Off-Grid Adventure because we're off-grid. So we wanted to make a campground that was back to nature camping, you know, and our tagline was to unplug, to unleash the adventure in you. And everything that we have here at the campground, my husband made. So you come into our campground area, there's campsites that are built around the trees. I wanted to keep as much trees as possible between things. It's not even, it's not like you're camping on a concrete pad. You know, there's still going to be rocks and tree stumps and so forth, but we try to keep it as nice as possible. And then inside our campground, there is an adventure park. So a lot of campgrounds have pools and or a lake. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that. But what we do have is something that you won't find anywhere else. We have a rock climbing wall. We have a zip line. We have a ninja obstacle course that was made between 3 trees. We have a single rope technique course, which is our ropes where you basically go up 20 feet in the air and you manually go across like a zip line. And so this is in the middle of the adventure park. So this means people can play and use their brain. You know, kids can actually, you know, they actually can climb a tree. You have to climb a tree to go ziplining.
Yeah.
You know, they can climb, they can do rock climbing, and these things can be done in the middle of the night. We've done night rock climbing where we put the headlamp on and you enjoy climbing in the night with the stars, and it's just pure darkness. It's really a whole different experience.
Yeah.
So we got to that, and then we went, we got some friends who own horses, and they're like, oh, you got to do horse camping. We're like, what's that? Well, that's where people that have horses, they bring their horses and they camp with their horses, meaning the horses stay overnight and they stay overnight. We're like, oh, so we got ourselves 2 horses and my husband built in a week, 7 10 by 10 horse stalls for the horses. Wow. So now when people come with their horses, the horses enjoy their 10 by 10 stall. We have about 15 kilometer of trails for the horse and the horse riders to enjoy.
Yeah.
And there's even pull throughs. So people with their horse trailers just pull right in through, unload, and they can go off on the trails.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's relaxing right there.
Well, it's so nice. And now my husband is actually, he's thinking outside the box. He's like, okay, I want to be able to give water to the horses, but I don't want to be carrying the water during the winter. How can we do this? So he looked online and there are automatic horse watering systems, but you spend about $1,000 for that. And then you have to, on top of that, install it yourself. So my husband, being somewhat of an engineer, he actually engineered his own. And right now he's using our Kubota tractor and he's digging the, I guess you call it like a tunnel for the water packs to go from our house to our run-in for our horses. So next winter, we're going to have an automatic watering system for the horses. Very and we good. Don't have to worry about getting water to them, because this water line is actually going to be beneath our frost line. So it's not going to freeze. So, and it's going to be, and my husband's making it for less. Actually, it's going to be less than $500. So now he has this opportunity for all these horse owners going, oh, I want that too. So now he's going to install it for other people.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. What's the frost layer up there? Probably more than 7 foot or what?
4 feet. You have four to go feet? Down 4 feet.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
What trials and tribulations have you been through on this journey?
Well, trials and tribulations is learning how to live really off grid. And most of the trials come, for example, we built a greenhouse on one side, on the south side of our house. And during the winter, the snow got on top of the roof and we're like, okay, this is good. However, the snow melts. And what happens is underneath the greenhouse was warm. The snow is cold. You got condensation. I had water dripping all on my floor. We're like, what are we going to do? So our trial there was like, okay, we got to figure a solution. So we made a solution where we put plastic underneath the roof of our greenhouse, and it's at an angle. And we thought, okay, we're going to collect this water because it's all just dripped water. So we now have an indoor eaves trough in our greenhouse, and we have an eaves trough that angles to the middle. And there we have a bucket to collect the water from the condensation. So now we have extra water that I can use for our flowers and other things.
I imagine there's so much different things that you ran into with this journey here.
Well, that, and then it was about me washing my clothes. All right, I want to wash my clothes, but in the winter you have to the problem was we were having the washing machine go into our septic system, and our septic, if I did too many loads in one day, it would actually come back up. And it was like, nope. So we actually had that happen where our septic, and then the place where the your black water goes out, it kind of froze a little. So my husband made that area. He put a sort of, it looks like a little doggy house, but we insulated it with rigid insulation so that it wouldn't freeze. And that solved that problem. And then we moved our washing machine inside the house so it wouldn't freeze as much. And now I actually have my water from my washing machine actually go outside my window into some drain rock. So it's not even in the septic system anymore. So I don't have to worry about backup.
Yeah. I lived out in the country for a time period as well. And, I dealt with a lot of those, same things, but it was in Texas. So it wasn't the freezing, but.
That's true. But water is always an issue, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. When did you become passionate about your focus?
I think, well, for the off-grid adventure part, we became really passionate about it probably our second year living here, because we've only had the campground we started in July 2021. So July 2023 will be our second anniversary.
Yeah.
And when we heard so many people were loving this and, yeah. and kids were having fun,
yeah.
you know, it was like, oh, this is cool. People really love what we're doing. And
yeah.
you know, we have people come back every year and they pass the information to everyone else. That in itself
yeah.
makes you feel passionate because it's contagious. Our rates are pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Our a campsite.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're tenting, trailing, RVing, that's $40 a night. That includes free firewood. Cool. And we have also a heated washroom, shower, log cabin that my husband built. So you're welcome to use that. And that includes use of the adventure park.
Wow.
So, because if you came for a day pass to our adventure park, it's $30.
Yeah.
But for $10 more, you get to stay overnight and have all the same stuff.
Wow. Wow. Y'all have big skies up there?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, when it's a full moon, you don't need a flashlight at all. It's pretty bright.
Yeah. Who were, you know, this is kind of more of a personal question, I guess, but, you know, who are some of your greatest contributors to your character? Or maybe, you know, since we're talking on this subject, you know, who was someone that kind of led you in this kind of direction, or mentors, if you will?
Well, I think my mentor is my husband because yeah. he started all of this. I mean, you know, he had the vision and we work as a team. So he has the vision and then I take what he has and I'll market it to people and make it interesting for everybody to see. So, you know, having that team effort always helps, but I don't know, contributors to my care. My parents are very supportive of us, even though it's not something they would do. My best yeah. friends are. And I always say that to people, you know, what we do here, it works for us.
Yeah.
It won't work for everyone. However, you can take one or two pieces and implement that in your daily life and perhaps save some energy, save some water, and it won't impede on your daily life.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. We may have touched on this a little bit, but when you first started on this journey, what is something that's more challenging than you had expected?
I have two. So one was drying my hair in the winter. And people were like, why? Well, first of all, a hair dryer uses the most wattage. And so when you live off grid, the first thing you look at is seeing how much wattage items take. So we do not have a microwave, a hair dryer, an actual clothes dryer. So I'm like, okay, it's, and I have very thick hair. So, you know, trying to dry it sometimes in the winter, you don't want to go to bed with a wet head. So I'm like, how am I going to dry it? Well, in our house, we have the wood stove is in the basement, and right above the wood stove, we have two registers. And underneath those registers, we put fans. So the fans are pointing upwards. So we're actually taking the heat from down below and pushing it up to the second floor. So I thought, well, I can lie down and put my head there. So now I do crunches while I dry my hair.
Yeah, yeah. Killed two birds with one stone there.
So that was one challenge. And the other challenge was in the wintertime. I was like, well, in the summertime, I would wash my clothes, not a problem, with my washing machine. And I can put my wash out on the line outside. And that was totally fine. And in the wintertime, people out here on the East Coast, some of them will put it out in the winter. But I'm like, no, I don't want frozen pants. I don't like that. So I'm like, well, where am I going to do? And I don't want to keep going to the laundromat. Well, where our wood stove is, I got my husband to put lines of cord down between the planks. And downstairs, I would line up all my clothes, put all the wet clothes there. And for t-shirts or anything that's, you know, long, you actually don't hang it. You actually put it on, I put them on wire hangers. I don't want to use plastic because they might, you know, depending on the heat, because down there, it's gotten as hot as 50 degrees Celsius.
Whoa.
So I didn't want anything to melt, but metal won't melt at that temperature. So by hanging them down there, I actually got warm clothes, and we increased the humidity in the house because wood heat is a little dry. But by adding the wetness down there, we've actually increased the moisture in the house too. So it was a good learning experience. So I enjoy the winter because now I have warm clothes.
Yeah, that's good. What is your best piece of advice for someone that would, let's say, want to venture down this in their lifetime?
I would say your best advice is to be around the positive people and a supportive community that also does this. So get with people who believe in what you do and will be there to help you if you need it. Because as they say, it takes a village to raise a child. Just like in an off-grid world, we're an off-grid village. We have other off-gridders that we deal with, and we talk to them and we see how they've done things, and we help each other out. So by having that supportive community of friends or family, that will really help you in the end too. And you won't feel so alone doing what you do.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like business, you know, it's kind of the same kind of mindset. You know, not a lot of people will venture out and do a startup or what have you. And you get off in there and you get lonely, you know, you don't have a lot of people that think on the same page. And you know, it's a lot of dedication. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of dedication with what you guys are doing. So,
well, for us too, it's not that there's dedication, but we also changed the way our lives are because we rely on Mother Nature. So for a lot of us, for a lot of the things we do, we're always looking at the weather app, trying to figure out, okay, when is the next sunny day? So sunny days to me mean, okay, I can plug in my hot water tank. I can vacuum. I can do things. So I actually change my focus in my life because most people do, they do laundry in the night or they do it on the weekends. No, I got to do it depending on the weather. In the summer, is it going to rain? Is it going to, you know, how much sun's going to be out so that your clothes get dry in the wintertime? Yeah, in the wintertime, it doesn't matter as much. But if it's minus 20 outside, I probably don't want to put my water out there because it's going to freeze pretty fast from the washing machine. So there's a variety of things you want. We manage. We always look at what's happening at our house. But that's the choice we made in our life. And we're very happy with it.
Yeah. You know, just like in life or work or what have you, what practices or techniques throughout your day or your week help make it a success?
Well, I guess I sort of touched on that, is that we use our weather app. So we look at the weather, what's going to happen, and then we look at our calendar and what are we planning. So we actually also plan what we're doing for going to the market or going to the grocery store. Do we need propane? So we get propane at Costco, but Costco also is our gas, our propane, and groceries. Okay, so let's plan so that we're only doing one trip, you know, every 2 weeks. So yeah. We actually plan that so we're not wasting gas and we're conserving and we're trying to put all of our errands in one day. I mean, most people have that option. If you live in the city, you can just pop out every day.
Yeah.
But that adds to stuff. And, you know, if you actually plan your week of what you're going to have and what groceries you need, then it makes it easier for, you know, meal planning, groceries, what you need to wear, how much gas you need, what are we working on? There's all a variety of things that happen, but we find that helps. Me and my husband, we also share a calendar. So having a Google calendar, he sees my work and I see his personal work. And because I work as a virtual assistant, I have a lot of online classes and then I have offline, but he can see, okay, Selma's working till 1. All right, we'll have lunch then. And we tend to have lunch every day together. So we work things out that way and he supports me or I'll support him. And in the wintertime, we have to do that because our house is run by wood heat. So we have to fill that wood stove maybe every hour or 2 hours. So who's available to do that? We even actually have in the winter, which is a really good technique for us, is we have a timer. We call it the wood timer. So we put that on and we leave it downstairs. And whenever we hear it, we're like, okay, yeah, we got to go get the wood. Because even though you might say, oh, yeah, I'll go in an hour passes you by like that. And you're like, oh, my God, I totally forgot. And now you only have little coals. So by having that timer separate that I actually get out of my seat, it actually helps me get my steps. I get some, you know, get away from the computer and I get filled the stove and fill up the heat. So we find timers work for us and scheduling things. Those two are our big things that help our days be a success.
Yeah, keeping you efficient.
Mm-hmm.
If you could interview three people, who would it be?
I think David Suzuki. I'm not sure if you know who he is.
Yeah.
But he's very much a environmentalist. And Alexander Graham Bell for what he did with the whole telephone. And I think that's it. I can think of.
That's all that comes to mind right now.
Yes.
Now, you may not think about this, but if you were ever to write a book or another book, what would it be about?
I think, if I was going to write a book, I think it would be learning that what you do in your 20s and 30s, it does affect you in your 50s, but as you get older, you learn that you don't care what people think. So when we're in our 20s and 30s, we're always more concerned about what people think, what we look like and so forth. But as we age, we tend to not give a damn, so to speak, about that. And we're our true selves. So we need to learn that even when we're younger, we can be our true selves and be true throughout our lives.
Yeah, very good. I like that. Do you have any networking events or an event, annual event, products, services, inventions that we could share with the audience?
Actually, we are putting together on May 20th, 21st, here in Anagansett, New Brunswick, we're putting together the very first off-grid expo.
All right.
So this is an expo for people who are interested in living off-grid, or what is it all about? So we are having ourselves, or I always give house tours. So anybody who comes to my place and is curious, how does she cook? How does she do this stuff? I will show you exactly that our house, even if it's dirty, I don't care. See, that's the I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I'm living. This is it's lived in.
Yeah. You know,
it's not a model home.
Yeah.
So we're having this off-grid expo showing people how we live. We're also going to have campers, trailers, these off-grid trailers from our company from Fredericton called RV World. They're bringing them, and we're going to put them right in the campsite with ATVs.
Nice.
And people would actually see, like, all right, this trailer fits perfectly. Oh, and look, I can have my ATV or side-by-side. Perfect. And we'll have a supplier of solar panels. And the person who we actually bought our solar panels and wind turbine is going to be there.
Yeah.
For people who have questions about how can I put solar where I want.
Yeah.
And Kubota tractors are going to be here, because when you live off grid or you're homesteading, you need a tractor.
Yeah.
And we have a Kubota tractor that we love.
Yeah.
And Kubota has been wonderful to us. So we're having them and a food truck. We'll also have activities in our adventure park. And we have a brand new activity in our adventure park. It's called our indoor rock climbing caving log cabin.
Okay.
So you can actually cave. This is the very first in North America where you can actually cave behind the rock climbing walls inside.
Wow. Yeah.
And
oh, that
so,
sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the event is free. That's what we're aiming for. And it will be a fundraiser for a local food security company called NB Grubhub.
Okay.
So that's what we're planning on May 2021st. So if you're, I know you're in Texas.
Yeah.
However, if people are near, like in Maine, because New Brunswick butts onto the state of Maine, they're more than welcome to come out for the event, and you're welcome to stay over at a campsite too.
Yeah, and you know, it's a rare event, so maybe there's somebody that's maybe traveling at that time, and you know, maybe they want to book something like that, you know.
Definitely.
So yeah, I'll proudly promote this for you and put links or whatever we need to do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And our last question is, what is the best way for the audience to support you or get in contact with you?
Well, I will give you our website. So it's offgridadventure.ca. Or is it off.ca or .com? I forget sometimes. Yeah, it's .ca.
Okay.
We're Canadian.
Yeah.
Our phone number, if you need to reach us, is area code 506-688-2831.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. If you're interested, I can put it in this video, and that way anybody watching can have your info and get in contact with you guys.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Salma, it's been great having you, and we'll be in touch. Glad to network with you and help you guys out.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Third Party People Production.